840 CFCW, Gardening with Sharon, is all brought to you by Rig Hand Distilleries out at Nisku. All of their vodka, their gin, their whiskey, their rum, their liqueurs made right here in Alberta at Nisku. Thank you to Rig Hand Distillery. And we got to get into the Christmas spirit here, Sharon. And we're going to talk about making fresh evergreen wreaths or garlands.
Actually, wreaths and garlands are actually bundles of greenery attached either to a frame or to a wire. You know, a long wire or a piece of jute makes a garland. So what you need to do is gather a variety of greens with different textures. So if you're on an acreage, like, the world is your oyster, right? So you could just gather some cedar or juniper, spruce, pine, and then some twigs. It could be Saskatoons. It could be dogwoods. It could be choke cherries. There's so many choke cherries around this province. Then you put little bundles together, and on the frame or on the string for the garland, what you do, and it's always the first and the last that's the hardest, is you angle the bundle to the right, and you attach that, and then you angle to the left, and you keep going left, right, left, right, left, right, until all of it is filled up. And then once it's all filled up, you tie off your attaching wire or your jute, and then you can put a little attachment in the back, and then you just trim it up. You can go, let me add a little more here. Let me trim some off. You can add lights, decorate it, and ba-boom, it's done.
And I would think that you have done a video that we can actually watch too as well.
Yes, I'm putting up a reel on my Instagram feed today on how to do that. And I do want to say right now, while the temperatures are warm, like above freezing, they tend to dehydrate in this warmer weather. So I would say just delay this a little longer, or even the Christmas urns or whatever, until it starts to get back to freezing. Then they'll stay for half a forever frozen.
And we can find Gardening with Sharon everywhere.
Absolutely. Instagram, Facebook, and this is the featured blog on my website, my Gardening with Sharon website.